This is The Sweet Spot, where we take a closer look at the week's biggest sports stories in Arizona. I'm Austin Hepola, and welcome to your weekly intake of sports stories from across the valley. On today's show, we listen in on the Phoenix Suns Media Day, check out how the Arizona Wildcats handled Washington football, as well as peek under the hood of Bobby Hurley's Sun Devils men's basketball team, and how transfers have affected the high school football scene at Mountain Point. The Phoenix Suns Media Day took place at Footprint Center just a few days ago. The franchise has undergone a lot of turnover since owner Matt Ishbia took reins this past February. The Suns acquired superstar players like Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal, and even hired a new head coach in Frank Vogel. There's been a plethora of questions surrounding the team with these drastic changes, so I attended Suns Media Day in Phoenix to get answers from staff and players. Over the past few years, NBA Media Day has been anointed as the unofficial start of the new season. Teams across the league interact with dozens of media officials to give their respective fan bases more insight on what to expect for the upcoming season. The Phoenix Suns had their fair share of questions and attention, especially after recently trading former number one pick DeAndre Ayton to the Portland Trailblazers as a part of the blockbuster Damian Lillard trade. In that deal, the Suns got back Yusuf Nurkic, Grayson Allen, Nasir Little, and Keon Johnson.
We're playing to win championships, and if you get a really good player who's motivated and you give them an opportunity to win a title, you usually see the best versions of those players.
That is Suns general manager James Jones, who believes the addition of Nurkic is a better fit for the team over Ayton. He also said the trade was an opportunity for the Suns to get better.
I know we talk about Nurk, but we also got Nasir. We targeted Grayson, Keon. All those guys collectively, they make us a better team. And so we make decisions that we know will make us better. And we see those opportunities, we go and attack it.
The relationship that Jones and owner Matt Ishbia have built in their short time together is one that follows a specific goal, to get better at all costs. From the moment he became owner of the Suns, Ishbia has been bold in every decision that he has made. That boldness also carries over into his confidence in the team.
I think we've got the best team in the league, but obviously we got to play it out. You know, we're really excited. I think we got a great coach with Frank Vogel. Obviously, James Jones and Josh Bartelsen have done a great job working together, building us as an organization, along with so many other people. And then the players.
The players, indeed. The Suns have built a super team in the eyes of many NBA fans as they've made massive trades for players that complement their franchise superstar, Devin Booker. Booker, who is the only player remaining from the Suns' 2021 finals run on the current roster, realizes that trades are all a part of the business and that the team needed to get better.
You know, trades are the hardest part of this business. I know me personally, I'm so invested, but, you know, just understanding that, you know, people might be in a better situation.
When the Suns traded Mikal Bridges and Cameron Johnson for Kevin Durant back in February, they were able to flourish on their new team in Brooklyn as they got more of an opportunity. Booker hopes to see Ayton get that same opportunity with Portland.
I seen DeAndre get to Portland. He had a big smile on his face. And, you know, even when we shook hands before he walked out after the trade, like, you know, you could tell his energy was, you know, a new opportunity, new momentum. So that's all you can ask is that they're in a better situation. They continue to flourish and get better.
Fans across the valley are eager to see what this Suns team will look like. Many are expecting the team to have a high-powered offense with some defensive versatility mixed in. It will be interesting to see how Coach Vogel will handle all of these new additions, as building chemistry will be the main point of emphasis in the first few months of the season. While building chemistry doesn't occur overnight, it shouldn't be hard for the players to buy in on the team. Newcomers Bradley Beal and Yusuf Nurkic were certainly not afraid to express their excitement on joining the team.
It's amazing to be a part of this. This is easily, you know, the best team I've ever been a part of. So I'm mentally checked in and I'm ready to get going.
Have ability to see how they're going to guard KD, Beal, or Book. Or who they're going to double. It'll be fun, man. I think it'll be fun.
To say that the Suns organization and fan base are excited would be an understatement. There are clear championship aspirations for this franchise, one that has never hoisted the Larry O'Brien trophy. The offseason was a roller coaster for the Suns, but this is just the beginning as the regular season will offer more twists and turns along the journey. From Cronkite Sports in Phoenix, Austin Hepola reporting. The Arizona Wildcats football team faced its toughest test of the season last Saturday against the Washington Huskies, who came into the game undefeated and ranked number 7 in the AP poll. While the Wildcats weren't able to come away with the win, there were some positives to take away from the game. Alex Genevieve has more from Tucson.
Arizona hosted one of the best football teams in the Pac-12 last Saturday in the Washington Huskies. The Huskies came into the game with one of the best offenses in the country, spearheaded by the leader in passing yards in all of college football, redshirt senior quarterback Michael Penix Jr. Husky wideouts Romo Dunze and Jalen Polk both are ranked inside the top 20 nationally in receiving yards. The Huskies also came in sporting one of the best defenses in the country, as they gave up an average of 17 points per game in their first four contests. Despite all of this, the Wildcats would give Washington their closest game yet, losing by a touchdown 31-24. Arizona head coach Jed Fish spoke after the game.
I would say that, you know, these are the type of games that somebody's got to win and somebody's got to lose. Offensively, thought we did a lot of good things under some interesting circumstances. Obviously, there's a couple things we would like back, as we always would. I wish we could all be perfect in everything we do, but I would say we had a lot of great opportunities tonight to be in position to take this game down to the very end, and it was just a great game.
In last week's game against Stanford, junior quarterback Jaden Delora and senior running back Michael Wiley both departed the game with leg injuries. Those injuries made the pair game-time decisions entering Saturday night. After being evaluated, neither would get the all-clear to play, which meant that other players would have to fill in. Redshirt freshman quarterback Noah Fifita and running backs Jonah Coleman and DJ Williams stepped up. Coleman and Williams combined for 138 scrimmage yards, and Fifita would throw for 232 yards and three touchdowns in his first career start at Arizona. Redshirt senior tight end Tanner McLaughlin thought Fifita played well given the circumstances.
To come in and that be a first-time start to go against top 10 team and you know, for it to come down to the end like that, I don't think you can ask much more of them.
The Wildcats defense also played well, holding the Huskies offense to their lowest scoring output this season at 31 points, while also holding Penix Jr. to zero touchdown passes. The Wildcats do get another tough draw next Saturday, going to Los Angeles, to play number 9 USC. They hope that the positives they could take away from last Saturday's game will lead to an upset over the Trojans. For Cronkite News Reporting, I'm Alex Shenvey.
Sun Devil Hoops is back, as the men's basketball team held its first official practice of the season. Bobby Hurley and his players reflected on last season and what they hope to improve on in the coming year. Benjamin Yates has more from the Weather Up Center.
Basketball is back in Tempe, as the Sun Devils men's basketball team is holding the first practice after the offseason. The last time we saw this team was in March, as the Devils barely lost to the 6th seed TCU Horned Frogs 72-70. Since then, the Sun Devils have lost several key members from that tournament team to the transfer portal, with Frankie Collins, Jemiah Neal, Lonzo Gaffney, and Bobby Hurley Jr. being the only returning players to the roster. And Coach Bobby Hurley couldn't be more proud of his veterans.
Yeah, those guys are the anchors of kind of what we're doing. They've been vocally, they've been excellent, you know, in our workouts, just reinforcing messaging, you know, to the new players of how we operate. And they've been great, you know, they've been great leaders for us on and off the court.
The Sun Devils took a trip across Europe this summer, as they played in three different games against the European opponents. They traveled to Paris, Athens, and Mykonos. While they were there to play basketball, the trip had other purposes, getting the team closer together. Frankie Collins used the trip to his advantage for his game and the team's future success.
You know, getting to know each other, because most likely how we are off the court is how we are on the court. So getting to know each other off the court, especially me as a point guard and a leader, I got to know everybody 1 through 15 on the rosters.
There are 9 new players on the roster, as new freshman recruits and transfer students have filled out the last few missing spots in the rotation. Jemiah Neal said that the trip to Europe allowed everyone to bond unlike any other team he's been a part of.
Yeah, it's always fun. Just playing a game you love is always going to be fun. You know, enjoying the process is fun. You know, I think we all get along with each other off the court, so it's easy to have fun. I'm always going to have fun playing basketball, but when you're doing it with people you like, it's even better.
The Sun Devils had another European trip back in 2017. This is the first time Hurley has taken his team over the Atlantic since then. In 2017, the Devils started 12-0, reaching the top 3 in the AP polls at the start of the season. The next season of men's college basketball is set to start on November 8th at the Barstool Invitational against Mississippi State. For the Sweet Spot, I'm Benjamin Yates.
The wait is over for Mountain Point football, as the team will have a new look team with the transfers now being eligible to play. Brandon Tran has more in Ahwatukee.
after last season ended, 27 transfers has come to Mountain Point. 12 of them alone are from their Ahtuki rival, Desa Vista. This is really unheard of for high school athletes to jump from one high school to another, like the NCAA college transfer portal. Bright head coach Eric Lauer explains how the transfer can make a difference to the team.
It's relationship building. You try to do that as best you can. This was definitely something different we never dealt with before, having an influx of players like we did. It was just a crazy situation, and now we're trying to make the best of it.
For some transfer, a new coach at their old school was a reason for leaving. For others, like linebacker Jalen Coulter from Chaparral High School, it was a chance to continue playing with other teammates who also transferred.
This was my home before like going to Chaparral, and it was just all the brothers here, you know what I'm saying? And it was just like I would come here and help them out too.
Coulter was one of the key transfers. He already has offers from Oregon, Arizona State, UNLV, and Nevada. These transfers have been waiting for their chance to play after sitting out for 5 weeks, as they look to work together and be part of the team.
It was a long 5 weeks, you know, on the sideline, screaming and yelling, helping my brothers out with the calls and stuff like that.
Senior running back Randall Parker explains how can you work with the transfers and contribute as a team.
A lot more energy because, you know, they've been on the sideline waiting to get in, so I feel like a fresh start for a little bit of the guys on defense. You know, we got some more guys on defense and offense. So a lot more energy, you know, getting more hype and going on game days.
The pride was hype heading to game day last week against American Leadership Academy from Crean Creek, but didn't get the result they wanted, falling 28-0. The pride will look to learn more from that game during the bye week before their matchup against last season 6A Central Section champ Corona del Sol. For Cronkite Sports in Ahtuki, I'm Brandon Tran reporting.
And this was The Sweet Spot. This show is produced by Benjamin Yates. Special thanks to Alex, Ben, and Brandon for reporting on these stories. I'm your host, Austin Hepola, and until next time, thanks for stopping by The Sweet Spot.